News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Hamas is continuing to review what US President Donald Trump has called a final ceasefire proposal for Gaza. This is on the back of the death toll within Gaza now hitting 57,000 people. The US President has said that Israel has already agreed to sign the 60-day ceasefire. And joining me to discuss this latest is Rushdie Abaloof, BBC Gaza correspondent. Good morning to you, Rushdie. Can you first of all tell us your take on what has been proposed here? How much do we know?
Yeah, good morning. Look, it's almost the same what is so-called Witkoff proposal, which Hamas actually rejected about a month ago because they said it's not met their demands of like clear guarantee that Israel would not resume the fighting after the 60 days. And also they said they want the aid flow into Gaza and to be distributed by the UN agencies in their warehouses inside Gaza, not in an area under Israeli security control, done by the newly American-backed and Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, where Hamas-run health ministry said about 500 people were killed while trying to, getting some food from this area. And the last issue that Hamas is demanding is that Israel should withdraw its forces to the area before 19th of January this year, before the ceasefire took place about 3 months ago. And it seems that the mediators, they are offering this draft, and they said take it or leave it. So there is no gap for Hamas to respond. So most likely, Hamas is going to reject this proposal, okay, as they did a month ago.
So you would see this very likely that this will be rejected. Where does that leave the situation then? Donald Trump appears to be losing patience, as he does with the situation. He has said this is the last chance for a ceasefire deal. And obviously the humanitarian suffering within Gaza continues to get worse.
Look, for the last 3-4 days, about 300 people were killed. Just since midnight, about 24 people were killed. And talking to people day and night in Gaza for the last 3-4 days, they all said, as if the war already just started 3 days ago, the level of airstrikes and the level of Israeli active military operation in different parts of Gaza seems to be going on in a very strong way. So the sound of bombs and airstrikes seems to be a bit really louder than the sound of peace. So the option is maybe expanding the military operation. And we have seen quite recently, about 2 days ago, Israel order evacuation. The total area which Israel now ordering people to evacuate, it represents 82% of the Gaza Strip. So there is only two strips of land, one in the north and one in the south, where people are allow or Israel is asking them to go there. And the picture seems very grim from Gaza. The hospitals,
And if Hamas do reject this deal, I suppose that is the question, what happens next? Because there's no impetus for the Israelis then to stop the bombardment of Gaza, or as you rightly say, I think it's 500 people have been killed at the aid distribution points, 4,000 people have been injured. So what happens next? I mean, obviously, one of the issues in this deal is they've been asked to give back the hostages, but I presume Hamas think that that's probably the last card that they have in their hand as such.
That's exactly what they said, that they can't give the hostages for free. And they said, unless there is a guarantee that Israel would not resume fight, we are not willing to accept this. They said, we did it in January of this year, and the ceasefire lasted for 57 days. And Israel straight away started to hit Gaza as soon as they got the agreed number of Israeli hostages and bodies. So now they said, we can't repeat this mistake again. And unless the Americans are guaranteeing that Israel would not resume the fight. We cannot accept this.
Okay. Rushdie, I hear no optimism in your voice there talking about all this. I have no doubt we will continue to cover this story over the next number of days, but thank you very much for joining us. That is Rushdie Abaluf, the BBC Gaza correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.